Justice Stevenson has just issued an order demanding or ordering the police to allow Mr. Choksi to speak and have legal representation. I am a bit out of breath because I'm actually walking down from the police station to the Attorney General's office. The sergeant in charge of the desk has indicated that he will not allow me to see Mr. Choksi despite me showing him the order of the court and informing him that the chief of police have been served with a copy of the order. I am not sure what is in the contemplation of the police, but the actions of the police seems to be very bizarre, particularly because of the remarks made by the Prime Minister of Antigua. I am actually going to collect a copy of the book where the Commissioner of Police would have signed receipt of the order and take it back to the officer at the front desk and see what he does then. Mr. Choksi is still at the cell. He appears to be in a better condition, at least in terms of his spirits. You could see all the bruises on his eyes still. They're very visible from a distance. And I suspect that the police and the government may have some good reasons as to why they're adamant that he should not see his attorney.